Well, I'm delighted to be joined by Glen footballer Conor Glass, ahead of the AIBGA Senior All-Ireland Club Football Championship Final, which takes place this Sunday in Croke Park. The AIBGA Club Championships feature some of hashtag the toughest players from communities all across Ireland. Now in its 33rd year supporting the GAA Club Championships, AIB is extremely proud to once again celebrate the communities that play such a role in sustaining our national games. Conor Glass, how are you?
Yeah, keeping well. Looking forward to the weekend.
I'm sure you are. You're back a couple of years now, but I imagine when you're building up to an AIB All-Ireland Club Final, you're kind of thinking to yourself, I did the right thing. Coming back home was the right call.
Yeah, 100%. Look, the last two or three years has been amazing, not only for the club, but for the county as well. If we hadn't had that success over the first couple of years, I maybe would have questioned my decision, but look, it's all worked out in the end, and yeah, I'm thankful I am. I'm back where I am.
It's easy to ask this now because of the success you've had, both with county and club, but would you have maybe had second thoughts if the surroundings weren't there, as in if someone like Malachy wasn't leading what Glen are doing, and everyone else as well? Malachy's the manager, I appreciate it's a club effort. If you didn't have the setup that you had in Derry?
Tough question. Probably not. I probably wouldn't have questioned it. Look, we have a serious... Yes, Malachy, and obviously the setup that we have within the club and county is fantastic, and we're very lucky to have them. But look, we have a serious talent pool in terms of the club and the county. Whether that success would have happened over the last couple of years, I don't know. But the success would have quickly came. I know that for sure with the leadership that we do have within Glen and within Derry. Look, I've played with these boys since I was 6, 7, 8 years old, up in Mahara, and I know the leadership qualities that they do have. So, I think the success would have happened at some stage. But here, look, we're obviously thankfully it has happened the last couple of years with Malachy and with Derry.
How does it feel to have got back to the final? Because it's easy for everyone to say, both yourselves and people outside the camp, after last year's game, after last year's final, well, they'll get back. It's a lot harder to actually do.
It is 100%, and if you're thinking about getting back to the All-Ireland final during the pre-season, you're going to get overturned, whether it be in your county or within your province. Like, Derry football is a serious competitive championship. You have your Leicester, Maharfelts, your Slacknails, who are could easily go on and win an Ulster as well. So, like, we didn't have that, I guess, long-term focus. We could obviously only focus on the present and the teams ahead, as cliche as it is, focusing on the next game. But we knew if we'd done that, it would get us to the right position, and thankfully it has got us to the final. But we haven't won anything yet. Like, Bridgets are a magnificent team, and I'm sure that they've said the exact same about only focusing and taking on one game as it comes.
Is it a confidence booster that you've actually, from what I've seen anyway, improved as you've went along this season?
Yeah, look, we haven't played our best football. We've probably played the guts of 30, 40 minutes in a game, even less. So, look, we're hopefully going to put in our best performance in the coming game. But it's going to take a serious effort. Look, we played probably the better football against Crokes in the semi-final, but they could have easily overturned us in the final 5-10 minutes. And that's when the crucial time to play football is, in that final 10 minutes. And even looking back in the Kerry game last year, Derry played the best football until, I guess, 50 minutes, and all he needed was that 15-minute spell, that 20-minute spell to overcome us. So we're fairly aware of that as well.
St. Bridget's in the final. That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yep. As I said before, they're probably the informed team of this championship. They have a rich history in winning this. Like, they've been more successful than we have over the last 10 years. They won it in 2013, I think it was, last time they won it. So they're an experienced team. They probably have a couple of players left from that panel from 2013. So, look, it's going to be a massive challenge. Our performance against Crokes, it's going to have to go to another level. Obviously, playing on a bigger pitch in Croke Park as well. So, look, we know that, and we're ready for the battle. But as I said, it's going to take a serious improvement from last week or 2 weeks ago.
How important is your experience of last year, having already built up to a final, played a final, and been part of that occasion?
it's very different, obviously, since last year, different opposition. It was our first final last year, so very different in terms of the approach we took to it, even the community side of it. So there is a different feeling about it. As players, we can only really focus on what we can control, and that's the standards we bring to training, the way we conduct ourselves over the Christmas break, over the New Year's. We know we're primed and ready to go for the final. As you said, our performance is slowly getting there over the campaign, and we're looking to put out our best performance come All Ireland final day. But everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. I've no idea. I know that Bridges are going to bring a serious physicality and a fast start from what they usually do. So we'll be ready for it.
Okay, Conor Glass of Glen and of course Derry, thanks for speaking to us ahead of the AIBGA Senior All-Ireland Club Football Championship Final taking place this Sunday in Croke Park. Now in its 33rd year supporting the GAA Club Championships, AIB is extremely proud to once again celebrate the communities that play such a role in sustaining our national games. Conor, thank you and the very best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Oisín.